This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. The UNM Board of Regents met again Friday, this time following the rules laid out in the Open Meetings Act, and again voted to cut four sports, despite an enormous public outcry. On Friday, the regents heard from students involved in sports like beach volleyball, soccer, and diving and skiing. They heard from residents and from legislators, and in the end, changed their original decision only to keep diving. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Nearly half of the meeting was in public comment, 2.5 hours. They were unanimous in their decision, however, to cut some of the sports to not only shore up the budget, but also get closer to compliance with Title IX. The do-over came after the Attorney General, Hector Baldera, said the agenda for the original meeting a couple of weeks ago was not specific enough and thus did not give people the information they needed to attend the meeting. This time they did. There was a hint in some of what Baldera said before, and more than that after the meeting Friday, that he was going to see if there was a way to legally force the university to keep the sports. Regents got swamped with letters from athletes, coaches, parents, the public, and legislators to keep the sports, but in the end only diving remained. More after this. State Representative Patty Lundstrom, a Gallup Democrat, was the first of 53 people signed up to speak. She urged the regents to hold off on a decision until the lawmakers could find a possible financial solution to the problem. President Garnet Stokes said, quote, "Here is our reality. An institution the size of UNM does not have the resources to support 22 competitive Division I teams," end quote. Lundstrom said, quote, "My staff in the legislature, as well as my fellow legislators in the audience, have been hard at work independently assessing the finances at UNM, and I'm confident we can structure a plan to address these issues," end quote. Some speakers said the report that led to the decision to cut the sports was flawed, in part because it did not take into consideration the loss of tuition from those who went to the university for those sports. Both candidates for governor, Republican Steve Pierce and Democrat Michelle Lujan Grisham, along with Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller, have all questioned the cuts and said they need to reconsider. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
While nearly everyone with any clout has come out saying the university made a bad decision, when the dust settles, it's the job of the regents and the president to do what needs to be done, regardless of the politics or hurt feelings. What hasn't been said is what the regents and administration know that the rest of us don't, and how much of that led to their decision. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.